Hello everyone and welcome to the Hero Radio. I'm Martin and I will be the presenter for this time. I'm with Adam at my right and Azaya at my left. I think Adam will speak you of one thing and want to
I'm going to read a little text. So peace is not something far away. It's built in the way we live each day, in how we speak, how we react, and how we treat the people around us. In a world that moves fast and often feels heavy, it's easy to feel stressed and tense, but we can't let that pressure turn into anger. And sometimes the first step toward peace is simply learning to slow down and to breathe. because peace is not only about calm, it's also about respect and patience. Respect is the way we choose to treat others, even when we don't see the world the same way. Patience is what allows us to stay steady when emotions rise, instead of rushing into conflict. So take a moment before you respond. You can think before you speak and step back from the noise around you. In the small places, we often avoid unnecessarily conflict and create spaces for understanding. So peace is not the absence of difficult time, it's the ability to face them without losing control of ourselves. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Adam. For now, for myself, I will read a little bit of poetry and then I'll read a part of Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech for freedom and equality. The one who knows too much is depressive. The one who do not know is stupid. So how to be sure to know what I have to know, or else what I have to learn? And how, also, how to know what I have to forget? Who I have to forget, and moreover, who I have to remember? In fact, how to know who I really am? All this brings me to one thing that I am really sure to do not know. If love is just a word, then why does it hurt so much when you realize it is not there? Now I'll read a part of Martin Luther King Jr.'s speech. I have a dream that one day on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that one day, even the state of Mississippi, a state sweltering with the heat of injustice, sweltering with the heat of oppression, will be transformed into an oasis of freedom and justice. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day, down in Alabama, with his vicious racist, with its governor having his lips dripping with the words of interposition and nullification, one day, right down in Alabama, little black boys and black girls will be able to join hands with little white boys and white girls as sisters and brothers. I have a dream today. I have a dream that one day every valley shall be exalted, every hill and mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plain, and the crooked place will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together. Thank you. Now I'll let Azaya speak to you.
Thank you. I have one thing to say. My name is Yoshikage Kira. I'm 33 years old. My house is in the northeast section of Moyo, where all the villas are. And I'm not married. I work as an employee for the Kamiyu department stores, and I get home every day by 8 p.m. at the latest. I don't smoke, but I occasionally drink. I'm in bed by 11 p.m. and make sure I get 8 hours of sleep, no matter what. After having a glass of warm milk and doing about 20 minutes of stretches before going to bed, I usually have no problem sleeping until morning. Just like a baby, I wake up without any fatigue or stress in the morning. I was told there were no issues at my last checkup. I'm trying to explain that I'm a person who wishes to live a very quiet life. I take care not to trouble myself with the enemies, like winning and losing, that will cause me to lose sleep at night. That is how I deal with society, and I know that is what it brings me happiness. Although, if I were to fight, I wouldn't lose to anyone. Thank you.
thank you for very much to Adam and Azaya for being here. And that's all for us. Merci.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. Bye.